Buried Deep by T.R. Reagan, performed by Kate Rudd. Jason Geiger slid into the back seat next to his wife and shut the door. He exhaled. He shouldn't be doing this, sitting here now, celebrating. It was all wrong. But he hadn't found the courage to tell Lacey he wanted to call it quits.
Where to?
The driver asked.
The firehouse, Jason said.
Lacey leaned forward as if the driver wouldn't be able to hear her otherwise, a ridiculous notion considering she wasn't exactly soft-spoken. It's a very special night, she told him. The driver didn't flinch, nor did he say a word. It's our 8th anniversary, Lacey went on. Well, I mean, the actual day is a few days from now, but Jason would never be able to get a weeknight off. He works too hard. She turned his way. Jason forced a smile as he reached for the bottle of champagne in the ice bucket. Nice touch, considering the price for a ride to the restaurant and back was more than fair, and the car was definitely not a limo. He lifted the bottle as he looked at the driver in the rearview mirror.
Thanks.
No reaction. Something about the man looked familiar. Jason stared at him, trying to place where he might have seen him before. He finally gave up and instead concentrated on opening the bottle of champagne. A shot of whiskey sounded pretty good, but champagne would have to do. The foil and wire had been removed from the bottle, and all he had to do was pop the cork. Jason poured a few inches of bubbly into the plastic cups provided and handed one to his wife. She hesitated, then took a tiny sip and made a toast. To the best life, she said.
To the best life, he repeated.
He gulped down the champagne and refilled his glass. He was 32 years old. He had his whole life in front of him. The prospect of spending another 8 years with Lacey just didn't sound appealing any longer. He used to see her as cute and quirky. Now he saw her as overly talkative, always hovering over him. She did go out of her way to do things for him and make him comfortable, which was nice, but it just wasn't the same. Basically, they were friends, nothing more. He'd never questioned her love for him, but still, he'd spent so many nights in bed tossing and turning, unsure of how to tell her what he was feeling. But the time was never right. It didn't matter how late he came home, she always had a smile on her face. She was perky and positive for the most part. Sure, she had her moments, but her bad days weren't like most people's. Any momentary lapses in her always sunny disposition were more like blips on a radar screen, fleeting. Every morning, he woke up thinking, "This is the day I'll tell her." And every night, he climbed into bed beside her and kissed her goodnight. He might not be able to pinpoint the exact problem he was having with Lacey, but that didn't change anything. He knew without a doubt that, for him, she just wasn't enough.